Hello guys, welcome back to our podcast. Me and Ale are here.
What's up?
We have a special guest.
We do.
So we have here our supervisor.
Christine.
Christine.
Hi.
She's not our supervisor, she's our friend. And our supervisor.
And then I want to say something, but Ale doesn't allow me to, so.
No.
No.
I'm his tia.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm going to choke you.
By marriage. He's my nephew.
There's no blood relation, so they're not related. Thank you, next.
We're related through marriage, Ale.
Anyways.
She will never let it down. She's always going to complain about it.
No, I do not agree. Thank you, next.
You don't, but we do.
Anyways. So, how have you guys been?
Pretty good.
What's new?
Dealing with this rain. Well,
dealing with
semi-rain.
With the wind.
Yeah, that's
crazy
the worst
weather.
One. The wind is the worst one.
All the trees knocked down.
For real.
Can't see out the windshield.
Yeah.
You know, cold as fuck.
Cold as fuck, but we like the cold.
I don't.
We like being cold.
I love the cold.
Me and Christine are cold people.
I'm a desert
cold
rat.
People. What the fuck?
So am I, but I hate the heat.
I love the heat.
Mm-mm.
Oh, look, there goes Sheriff.
It's a piggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been... We've been just chilling.
Maybe. Christine has been horny as fuck.
She's a horn dog right now.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from Christine right now.
I'm not gonna rape nobody yet.
I don't know that. I don't know that. You know, anything's possible.
As long as you just believe.
I had to.
I'm believe.
Damn wrestling.
Right? What's his name? Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
Is he still wrestling?
I have no idea. Ever since the COVID stuff, it's like, I don't know what's happening out there anymore.
Me either. COVID has killed everything for me.
For real.
Everything
you're
but
all,
my love life.
You're all
nah, everything but my love life, Ale, you know?
Kind of-ish. I mean, you've kind of been a little more standoff than normal.
I have?
Yes, because, like, you had a girlfriend for 5 seconds, and then that was it.
It's not my fault she called me boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because you haven't found the right one.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, so
Trump
we now
lost,
we,
yeah.
We have a new president. I know you might hate me for saying it, but Trump sucks, so.
If you were us, which, who knows, but... We Mexicans, well, a lot of Mexicans do not like Trump, period.
Yeah. I hate Trump.
He was never for us. He was always against us. And us Mexicans are not very rich. We're always usually at the bottom. And we get screwed all the time. So when it comes to Trump, fuck that bitch.
Well, we're rich when we go to Mexico.
Right? No, when our dollars are better. Than-
we'll be rich one day, you guys. We gotta manifest it.
Fuck it, I'm gonna become a porn star.
You should.
I might as well fuck get paid for it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch yours because you're my nephew.
He's not your nephew. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna be a successful writer though. Let's see how
that
works.
Oh, I'm so excited. Christina's gonna write naughty,
pornish.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades
again.
Of Grey, yeah. Very.
Might as well.
Probably even more detailed.
Yeah, she's very, bad, yeah. Very detail oriented. So I'm excited to read her books.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I am too. I'm not gonna lie.
That's gonna be crazy.
If it's gonna be a porn, fuck it. You know, I'm involved.
And it's crazy because it's like gonna be stuff I know. So my experiences are gonna be in that book.
That's so we're gonna get to know Christine a little bit more just by reading her stuff.
More in detail.
Ooh. They're like, no wonder she's always horny.
That makes sense.
Yes.
That finally makes sense.
The more you know.
Right? It's funny because I hide a lot of stuff because I'm not that kind of person to share that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to write, you're going to share those details.
You
got to
spill the beans.
Yeah, because you need those details. Your experience is how. There's another piggy. What's going on? Is it shift change?
Probably.
No, the shift change is at 4. Because when I pass by there, you can see a lot of cars turning in.
Then I don't know what
well,
the fuck
then
is
they're
going.
In a hurry for sun shift.
Is it
Homo-china.
Of course, we're at work right now, and Ali has to keep getting up and down because these stupid people keep coming in.
Exactly.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Is he cute?
I don't know. Muchacho, ¿estás guapo? No puedo ver.
Pinche perra.
Te digo, you're gonna rape someone one of these days.
And is it breaks or
just make sure I'm not around.
I saw this dude and I was checking out his nalgas. I was like,
oh, the golfer?
Yes. I cannot help it. It's in my nature at the moment.
It's in my nature.
Perra caliente.
A huevo.
It happens.
It's only natural.
Yeah, it is. Anyways.
Okay, so
you guys have a sex life better than mine.
Well, I am married, so it's like he's there. It has to be there.
Can't go anywhere.
Exactly. He could run to the next room, but that's about it.
So that's what marriage means. No.
Sex when you want it.
No.
Sometimes, not really. Now mine's already on, he's putting me on band. He's like saying that he's busy for the next week. And I was like, excuse you? Busy doing what? Playing video games? I don't think so. Busy with me?
She denies me. I'm fucking sleeping pills, you know?
Oh, my God. I can't have sex whenever I want because I have kids.
That kind of does suck.
Yeah.
I
you
do
have
feel
to,
bad about that.
You have to go to your room. Close the door.
And be quiet.
No. Just turn on the TV really loud.
Oh. Yeah. So you're not a quiet one?
No.
Okay. Me. I don't know.
No. Mm-mm. It's not fun. The foot?
It's hard. It's hard not to say something or yell.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know.
Especially when they got that spot and you're like, hey. Yeah.
Dude,
we sound like dudes more than girls.
I'm interested in this.
Why?
You
know, I don't know. Well, you know.
Because you're a horn dog right now.
That is true. It's for girls. After a period, our hormones do go up more because we are technically in heat.
Shut up, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Your hormones are a lot more heightened, so this way you can get pregnant during the week after your period.
That's cool.
Yeah, so therefore, horn dog.
So mating season.
Practically.
Awesome.
So we're cats. Because you know how cats get in heat and they're like crying?
Well,
so fucking awkward.
Okay, so there's a reason why they cry.
Because they're hormones?
No, because the boy cat has a thing on his penis where it hurts the girl.
Seriously?
Yeah, it stays in there for a minute. Yeah, it's like a pico. If you look it up, you'll find out. But
so
yeah.
So that she doesn't get away?
Exactly.
They call
you
them,
staying.
Right?
You staying.
The yeah. Women call them.
Yeah, so the crying is not because of that. It's not a pleasure thing. I had to learn this because...
So cats get raped?
Practically.
That sucks.
Gee? Yeah, that...
I guess guy cats, they have a thing where, like, the girl, if she tries to pull out, she can't.
Yeah, it's like a... Like, something painful. It has, like, some barbs or something like that.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, because it sticks in there to stay in there so that they can create another cat.
The more you know.
So, rape,
that
you
was
know?
Sad.
I know this because I was trying to figure out what the fuck my cat was at one point. And I told my husband, it looks like a pair of balls. But he looked at my dog and I was like, dude, it's a dog, not a cat. You cannot compare a dog, a girl dog, to a boy cat.
Yeah.
So, I looked up the picture and I saw, you know, yes, it was Webbles. And then I told him also, too. And then I saw the thing about the penis and I was like, holy shit. No wonder they're screaming and yeah.
Has your cat ever tried to rape your dog?
Yes, he has.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's raped the couch too.
No.
I'm pretty sure if I put a black light, there's gonna be some spots from the cat.
No. And you know how cats spray?
Yes.
Dude, I can't. Yeah. I can't. I'm done with animals. I'm sorry.
Thank God I don't own any cats.
I kind of mine's been driving me nuts because he is in that hormonal stage, he's crying a lot.
Fuck that.
And he's trying to communicate with the other cats. That's a problem. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You need to fix him.
I need to chop it off, yes.
That's what we did with our cats. We fixed all of them. Because it keeps you up.
Yes, because they are loud.
They're fucking loud, dude.
He keeps it up, too.
You're not wrong.
Okay. Anyway, so we were talking about different sex and stuff, but yeah.
It led into
how did it lead to cats?
I don't know.
Oh, because you described that we're cats.
Oh, no, you said we're cats.
No, you
oh,
said yeah. cats. I said yeah. you guys are, what did I say? You guys are, oh, mating season. Yeah. Oh. yeah. That's what brought up the conversation.
You sound like they gotta shoot us or something.
It's duck season.
Exactly. You do get hornier when you're on your period.
Yeah, it's just because your hormones are going, and you're so that's when you're ovulating, basically. So ovulation.
I gotta be careful then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like during that period and the next week is your higher chances of
getting pregnant.
Yeah, to get pregnant.
Actually, no, I need a girl.
Why do I not know this? I don't know my own reproductive system, you guys. The fuck? I'm like mind blown right now.
She's all, I just had sex and I got pregnant. What the hell?
Literally. Like, tell me more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people are different. Some people get pregnant easier and some people don't. Oh, it just depends.
What? I gotta go.
You already had two children.
I know.
You're going for number three?
No.
She's all, not yet.
My husband wants a third one, but I want to lose weight and then have the third one.
It's our baby.
Like, Angel already claimed it.
I just don't.
I'll take responsibility for that one.
I just don't. Can you imagine? Having a baby right now, it's a no for me.
You have two already.
I need a child, so.
I don't want
to. They're two, it's because they're little still.
Yeah.
They're babies.
And I can't imagine like throwing another baby at my mom.
Do you know what I mean? Although your dad wouldn't mind.
Because, like, she's 52.
She's young.
I know, but, like, my mom works a lot. Yeah, she has does. Two other jobs, and it's like...
Mi topa?
That's a hustler.
My dad takes care of my kids, but not
the way she wants them.
Not well.
Not, like, I don't know. He'll watch them, but he won't, like, I don't know.
He'll get distracted.
Like, he doesn't change my daughter's diapers. He never has, never will. He thinks that's inappropriate.
Oh. I mean, he's not wrong.
He never changed my diaper as a baby.
Huh? He's not wrong.
It's just his idea.
It's human nature.
It's his idea. He thinks that...
It's because he's old school.
She's a girl. He can't... I don't see anything wrong with it, but he's like that.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to change a boy diaper because I've changed boy diapers and I know what happens.
Nothing happens.
They pee.
They pee.
My boy never peed.
Oh, I changed my cousin's diapers, and man, we got peed on. I don't know how many times. So I do not want to.
He's
Marquis
territory. That's why.
Probably. He's all my cousin.
So if I pee on you, you know I'm Marquis.
No,
God, you're not a cat. Cats
dog.
Dogs do that too.
Oh yeah. You don't see a dog go up to a random tree and just pee.
Yeah.
He's marking territory.
Or he'll sniff it and then pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, who's that?
This is mine.
Mine.
No, te ni madre, güey.
Can't do nothing.
I honestly wish I had coffee right now.
No shit. I feel like it too.
Oh, look, it's Steven. No.
Hello?
Yeah, so we're busy today. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'm by myself speaking, so I'm just going to rant into random things. Whatever's in my mind is going to pop at you guys. Yeah, I don't know.
I believe so.
I have to call this one in because
yeah, I think so.
Really? Another one?
Wait, another one?
Okay.
There?
All right, see you later.
No. Another person you have to call.
Hi, this is Normie Curie J West.
Of course, we're busy at work.
It's cold.
Yes, I have a driver.
It's perfect.
It's like 11 minutes.
Well, maybe because I'm drinking cold ass water. I'm one of these special. I don't have coffee.
Okay, and again, I'm perra caliente, so it's okay.
Again, stay away from me.
I'm not attacking. I'm not that bad.
We don't know that.
I'm calm.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm just in a good mood today. I came to serenade Ali. And then I got... It pissed me off because I got...
This is not it.
Cock blocked.
I got cock blocked twice by two cars. I was trying to pour my heart out to her. And telling her that she makes me feel high. And
makes me feel high.
It was Toni Braxton's song.
And oh, I like this lighting.
I know, right?
Do I look prettier?
Oh, you got a glow. Anyways, it was so rude. I got interrupted twice. And I was trying to serenade her.
I know. Ale is everybody's work wife.
I'm confused. She's a cleaning lady and she wants to ask someone?
Hmm? Probably another worker.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
Do you have the password?
4320.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. That's what's up. It is a nice day though.
Yeah.
And it's my Friday.
Lucky ass.
But see, I only see you like 2 days.
True, I gotta ask for 3.
Yeah, cheating on me.
I had to, because you pointed it out the other day.
Well, you're not gonna see him today.
I don't have him today anyways, because yeah, I'm on morning with you.
Exactly.
Oscar's your new work.
I don't even share with you, actually.
Yeah, there's not a day that
we don't share with Oscar. Yeah, you share with Steven. No.
He's at the stadium when we were all worked together, like me, Steven, and Oscar. He's at the stadium.
What are you guys talking about sharing?
Oh, it's because they cheat on me with Oscar.
Yeah, so apparently we've been cheating on Angel with Oscar,
which really? Is kind of fucked up. You know?
I'm not doing anything. He's
Oscar's
there.
The new work husband.
Well, not mine.
No, for Christine.
I guess. But he's also Steven's.
Dude, fucking Steven, man.
He's
funny.
Such a whore.
He is.
Yeah, they were like talking about it and this and that. And then somehow my name got tossed in the ring of cheating.
Steven threw you under the bus.
Yeah, Steven threw me under the bus. And I was like, hey, what did I have anything to do with this?
But it's true.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's
I
late.
Told you you
it's
only had 2 days.
Sorry. It's
I
too
have
late for
3 sorry. Days with him.
No, no, it's too late for sorry.
3 versus 2. Throwing salt to the wound.
See, I have...
And we don't work at the same time. Me,
see,
Oscar...
I have added 1 day and she's my work wife.
Tis true. Tis true, yeah.
You know, I don't cheat on her.
What are you
liar?
Talking about? Christine.
Liar.
No,
fucking Diana.
Christine's
fucking
my
Diana.
Aunt.
But she, Diana...
Diana, well, I already broke up with her.
No,
bullshit.
Fucking liar.
Bullshit.
I already told her, remember?
No, you
she,
keep saying
she
that,
told
but
me
then
to
you keep
fuck
running
off.
Back to Steven, too.
Oh, well, Steven for sure. I'm done.
No,
no,
whatever.
Steven will forever be your work husband.
Oh, hell no.
You're
no.
stuck with
fuck
him.
Fuck that. No, he's toxic as fuck. I mean, I'm too, but no.
You guys are gonna end up back together.
They do. They
I
always
won't.
Find it.
Nah, fuck
you guys
it.
Always find it.
I didn't go to his baby shower.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. You didn't go to his baby shower, that's true. I'm gonna buy him a little present.
I'm
should
not.
I?
Nah.
I don't know. He told me about it but didn't invite me.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because
he sent the people that he wanted to go an invite, an actual invite. And then the people that he I guess he maybe wanted to go. He
the
told
text?
Them by no, he told them.
So he told me because how he said it. It was like, oh, since you guys are not going to be able to go to the baby shower because you're working here, I'll bring you guys. yeah, I'll bring you guys some barbacoa.
Did
and
he,
I was like,
did he take your barbacoa?
No, he didn't bring us shit.
For real?
And it was supposed to be for me and Oscar.
Oscar, I don't like that tone you're using.
Ooh. What I'm trying to say is, he said for both of us because we're both supposed to work that day, but
he
didn't,
technically
invite us.
Yeah. So
I
didn't
like,
bring you anything.
No.
Did he invite you?
Yeah.
He sent you an invite, huh?
A text invite.
Yeah, por eso.
Yeah.
I got one, too. But they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't go.
I just didn't want to go.
Dude, well, the way it was yesterday, it was so windy and then rainy. And
I was too scared to be driving like that with my kids.
Yeah.
Dude, there was trees everywhere down.
So I would have had to stop by at the store and get a present and then go over there.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous.
And then I don't want to go because, well, his girlfriend doesn't like me, and I don't like her. So it would have been
it
would have
been awkward because we know what they've been through, and we're like, kind of
and it
wasn't
even
it
wasn't even a drive like drive by like he said. People were actually
yeah.
Like,
Diana said they were
stuff.
It was like a party, not a drive by.
That's why I didn't want to do it either because I was like I don't catch.
Fuck that girl went.
No,
she
drove by.
Yeah, she was gonna drop off the gift because she
diapers.
Had oh diapers. She had bought him diapers also. And she said that she went past by, and then she was like, oh, no, never mind, that her sister even offered to get off and give him the diapers, but she's like, nah, I'll just give it to him at work and that. But she said that she noticed that it wasn't really a drive-by, it was more like a regular party.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
I don't like his fucking girlfriend, so.
Yeah. Besides, Corona.
Yeah, it's Corona time. And we just...
Oh, see, look, Corona, Karina, same thing. They're both deadly as fuck.
They're both toxic.
But one's in the air, the other one isn't.
Oh my god. I don't know. I just didn't want to go out with my kids in the wind.
Yeah.
I was gonna go drop off a little present. Mm.
Nah, fuck that. I think it was mostly her family and stuff that went to it.
Yeah, it would have been awkward.
Yeah, and then she doesn't like me, like I said, so it would have been really weird.
She probably doesn't like me either.
She don't know me, so...
I mean,
well, she don't know you guys.
No, really. But...
She'd probably snare at us and be like,
yeah,
fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Who's that bitch?
She's got a bad attitude.
Oh, I'd be like, bitch, I'm married, first of all, and second of all...
I got my work husband, too.
No.
Don't forget about me.
Second of all, no one likes sticks.
He's too scrawny, funky.
That's fucked up, huh? I'm sorry.
But it's true.
Take that back. I feel bad now.
Nope, too late. It's already in there.
You guys, I just like husky people, okay? Thank you, next.
Because we're the best, because we're warm.
I'm not into Mexicans.
Oh.
That's the best.
Sorry. I like white guys, because they don't know Mexican stuff.
That hurts, Christine.
And I like to train them.
I like to train them.
Well, because they don't know nothing about being a Mexican.
No, 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 mira, está buena.
Is that Pikachu on her phone?
Who?
Pikachu's on her phone.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger Pikachu.
I better make sure where they're going, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. What time is it? 46. Oh, we gotta end this soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my hand's cold.
Because it's cold outside. It's actually kind of winterish.
It's nice, though.
We actually, like, passed fall. We didn't really have a fall. It was from
summer,
extreme hot
to
not cold. Yeah, we need to be careful because nobody wants to get sick.
Yeah. I got my flu shot this year, so.
I don't get a flu shot because I don't believe in them. I get sick all the time. It's not worth it.
What if you get your flu shot and you don't get sick?
What if I get the blue shot and gets it?
Sure. You got a point there.
So I've been taking my vitamins and everything, so I'm good.
Especially vitamin D.
Oh, no, I need a dose today. Because I hadn't got that dose yet. You better be hoping I don't rape him.
You better be willing.
So now we're going to have some issues.
So then I need that vitamin V.
I have to call.
Huh?
I have to call again.
Hi, these people never let us do work.
What?
Oh my God. That was a good one.
That was great.
We are always laughing and having fun.
Hi, this is the Norman Geek here at BJUS. Hi, do you have a mattress firm going to your home today?
Mattress firm.
Okay, can I get your
plastic? I need to get a new mattress.
I need a new bed.
Oh my god,
you
guys, he heard me laughing.
No, mine's old. It's like 6 years old or
Oh my god, he definitely heard us laughing, you guys.
Oh well.
Whatever.
Good thing you're only here one day.
I know, I'm like, I don't even work there.
I don't even work there.
The fake?
Who laughed? Some guests that came through?
Yeah, the fake.
The fuck?
I was scared he sounded gay, okay?
They were laughing like hyenas. Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh my god. I didn't go here.
So like she said, she don't work here.
She don't work here.
I don't know.
Oh, another fucking car?
No way.
It's on the other side.
Transponder.
On the homeowner side.
Anyways.
Oh my god, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, my joy in life is
it's
to make others smile.
It's a family thing.
Did you hear this guy?
Exactly.
She agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. You guys aren't
fist
family.
Bump.
You guys are literally not family.
We are, just through marriage.
No.
Dang.
You're not.
That's so mean.
Hale, why don't you want us to be family?
You're not.
We are.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But we are. State
deep
of
down.
Mind. It's
deep
a state
down
of mind.
Where? Because I'm confused.
That's how we get along. We get along very well.
Sí, pero no son familia. No,
it's all good. It's all good. He's still family.
You're my family. She's like,
you should see the face she's making right now. Awesome. She's annoyed.
I'm just not.
She's gonna hurt us.
Remember, I like being choked. So.
If these two end up dead and on the news tomorrow, you know why.
And the crazy part is, I'm the older one. Mm-hmm. They're the younger ones.
Yeah, Angel's the youngest.
I'm the
one.
Youngest.
He's the baby.
The baby.
I'm the old lady.
No, you're not. Shut up.
I'm getting there.
No, you are not.
Wait. The good thing is, I've been passing as like I'm in my 20s, so I take it.
You look like
even though I'm promise. Like going to my 40s.
You don't look like it though, like at she all. Don't.
It's because it's the Mexican in me.
Oh,
us Mexicans.
It's the horniness in her.
That's just that keeps you young.
That's probably what's keeping you young.
She's really sexually active, so so that matters.
Right? I'm not an old maid. Thank God. What the hell would I have done if I was still a virgin still? I mean, I kept mine long enough.
Really?
But I was like 28.
You were 28?
She popped that cherry then.
You know, it's not that I was, you know, oh, I didn't want to have sex. It's just my grandma scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And that my grandma was always on my ass about shit. Not my cousins or anything else. Me, because we live with her. So she always put that fear in me, like, if you come out pregnant, you're going to regret
it. She will beat your ass.
Exactly. You know, you don't mess with grandma, especially when the chancla comes out.
You're right. That's so fucking cool, though. I didn't know that.
Really?
I didn't know that.
My husband is the one I actually lost
every day. I knew that. Until I was like 15, 14.
I thought you said 13.
I don't remember.
He was young.
I was young.
Literally a child. I knew your husband was your first, but I didn't know it was till 28.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. By then, I was like, take it.
You're young. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her being like that, and then also, too, because of the crush. I always, like, was holding out for him. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I just said, fuck it. Let's do this.
Yeah.
But now knowing of the stuff that's going on with me, I should have just been a hoe. I would have been all right.
You're like thinking back.
I should have just did it. Mm-hmm. It's not like I didn't have the means.
Yeah, you had plenty of baggy.
I had plenty of shit. So, but again, like I said, grandma scared the fuck out of me. She really did. She's gangster, dude. Okay, so at one point, because my parents lived in front of a school. One day, we were all home, and this guy... My dad had his motorcycle up front, mm-hmm. and this guy out of nowhere comes into our yard. They didn't have a fence back then, and the school was on, but I don't know why we were home for some reason. And my mom was babysitting as well, some other people from down the street, and my grandma was on her side of the house. But at that point, she's one of those Mexican moms... grandmas that go out in the morning, go water her grass and everything. So this guy comes into the yard and we didn't notice right away, but he's bleeding.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what he did. He had a knife on him and he had a gun. Walking around in a neighborhood where there's a school and everything, and he's walking around with a knife and a gun. My mom was yelling at my grandma, but yet my grandma was outside watering her fucking plants.
Oh my God.
Gangster? Yeah, because she didn't give a fuck. She didn't care. My mom was yelling at her, get your ass inside the house. In Spanish, of course.
She's like, but my plants.
But my plants. Like, they're not going to water themselves. And now, I don't know if she even had the chancla, because...
She could have used the fucking hose to beat the fuck out of
him. She would have won, too.
And he was a big guy, you know, like...
Like, were police looking for him, or...?
Yeah. After a few minutes, I guess, because they were, like, trying to search for him, my mom called 911 to, you know, report him because she saw that there was blood on the concrete and stuff. And then, sure enough, here comes the police and everything and that. But by the time they got there, he wasn't in front of our house anymore. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird. But my grandma, no. Terca, she had to be outside because her plants needed it.
My God. Mm-hmm. That's fucking gay.
So, mind you, that shit that she does, yeah, I was scared.
Yeah.
She was threatening me. I thought she was going to come back from the dead, you know, to yell at me saying, oh, you're not a virgin? Or you got pregnant? Fuck that. No. It scared me.
Oh my god, that's cool though.
All right, yeah. So we gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we'll leave it here until next week. I don't know what the fuck. I lost the train.
More fun, more craziness.
More family time.
We'll hopefully have more time next week.
Yeah.
And less distractions.
Less distractions. Fucking cars, man.
Fuck these people.
Fuck this job.
They can't wait till after four.
Exactly. I know. So rude.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys next week. Bye.
Deuces.